Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 20th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again, today, or whenever you happen to read our message or listen to it, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Our Advocate. The scripture text is Isaiah 1, verse 18.
Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool.
Today we woke up to a brisk 12-degree sunny day with a beautiful fresh cover of snow. My first requested chore this morning came from Brooksine. Stephen, could you turn up the heat on the coal stove? Well, the stove doesn't have thermostats, so somehow it became my daily duty to keep up with the temperature changes and adjust our stove accordingly, doing so by leaning in and turning a small, very inaccessible nut in the back of the stove. Well, I really like snow and miss some of the heavier snowfall we were accustomed to several times each season. We lived in northern Pennsylvania and New England. In northern Pennsylvania, during a youthful season of our lives, we both enjoyed getting out of the snow and cross-country skiing. I recall a blizzard about 14 years ago in New England and jumping off the church roof into the deep snow with a friend. I would have been about 40 when I had that kind of energy and sense of adventure.
And good knees.
And good knees and whatever else works good. I don't think I'd do it now, although I might. It was probably 4 or 5 feet deep, and there's probably some that had been shoveled up, so it wasn't really a dangerous thing. But now my main interest is photography, and today I managed to take the fourth photo in a four-season landscape series of the Espen Shade Farm up the road from us.
Scripture often uses the natural wonders of God's creation to illustrate His intricate work in our lives. The prophet Isaiah uses the picture of pure white snow as a description of God's cleansing work in our lives, exchanging our crimson sins for His pure driven snow. Isaiah uses vivid color, scarlet, crimson, to depict the shedding of innocent blood, ultimately the blood of Christ, for our redemption.
We see this spiritual teaching described by Isaiah as it is lived out in the life of David in his great prayer of repentance from adultery and murder. He wrote in Psalm 51, verse 7, "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." Since Israel is in a hot climate, it rarely snows, yet Mount Hermon has a snow cap that can be seen throughout much of northern Israel.
The promise made to the prophet Isaiah is ours to accept today. The great judge of the universe says, "Come now, let us reason together." The word reason is a legal term. The New Testament also uses a legal term to describe Christ's work on our behalf as our advocate. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." It's written in 1 John 2, verse 1.
Well, our advocate is motivated by agape love, the purest, highest form of love. His advocacy on our behalf is impassioned and earnest. He paid the full price for our freedom from sin. Our position is to accept this gift by faith. We bring nothing to the courtroom but absolute guilt. But our advocate, Jesus Christ, paid the full price for our redemption and meets us in His courtroom of grace. Live with this blessed assurance today and truly be encouraged.
Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You for Jesus, who entered the courtroom of justice with me as I sought favor with You. I went to relinquish my sins, but the only problem is that I had no defense or gift to offer in exchange for them. I entered the courtroom dressed in my very best as I presented to You my righteous acts. But one by one, I realized they were seen as filthy crimson rags. They were like leaves that shrivel up when detached from the vine. but then your Son, Jesus, my advocate, took his robe of righteousness and lovingly placed it over my heavy shoulders. It was at that glorious moment that I realized you looked away from my filthy crimson rags that Jesus removed, and you looked upon my new robe of righteousness. I was able to give you nothing but a heart full of crimson stains, and yet you exchanged it for a surrendered heart that is now white as snow. I am wholly grateful that when you look at me, you see Jesus's righteousness. He paid the full price. He paid it all. I owe him everything, and it will take all my days to express my love and gratitude for his incomparable love and sacrifice toward me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. I know you put your heart into that prayer, and it's a beautifully written prayer, and certainly should express the heart of all that truly love the Lord. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We write these messages each weekday morning. It's about 11:49 a.m., and it'll be a while before I'm finished with the tech work, but you may read it anytime down the road from this date, January 20th, onward, till the Lord returns. We do have several supplemental resources up today, several songs that further support our message. I was looking for a great old hymn, and I found it, in fact, later, called Whiter Than Snow, but I found a beautifully more recently written song called Whiter Than the Snow in my search, and it's available as a video, as well as Fernando Ortega in the song Jesus Paid It All, which has the line that Brooksine read at the conclusion of the message. We also have some photos up today, including one I've been waiting to take, and we had enough snow to take. I wish it would have been a little thicker, a little deeper, but it's the fourth in a four-part series of a farm right up the road from us, the Espenshade Farm. I took a photo last spring and the summer and the fall and now the winter. Very similar place I took it, and very similar way I've cropped the photo. This is the winter scene up today. It's available both on the website itself, and then if you click on the picture, it actually grows. If you'd like to make that a desktop background for your computer or see it in a bigger role. Today we'd also have made a note in our message where we thank our givers. We very rarely mention, regular podcast listeners know, finances, the requests for offerings and all. This is a substantial part of our ministry identity. I would say at least half of our ministry time is spent on Daily Encouragement Net, its various facets, and we are pleased to report our offerings last year were over $21,000, and I don't have that page open. You can go to it today if you're interested, with over 80 separate givers from all over the world giving gifts ranging from $10 up to several thousand dollars in the case of a few. And we're grateful for each one. Our ministry does not have a cost. If you are unable to give or God's not leading you, keep on clicking and listening to us. And very rarely will I mention finances, but in our multi-vocational role, we do have part-time income from a church we serve, a small country church, as well as from our chaplaincy role. But we are multi-vocational, and we count on each source to provide for our overall family budget. Brooksine, you had something you wanted to share?
I could share the note that I wrote if you want to scroll that up.
Okay.
But let me also say that song, Whiter Than the Snow, I recommended the hymn, Whiter Than Snow, and Stephen came across that one. And I just sat down and viewed the pictures and listened to the incredible words, which was an inspiration for my prayer today. If you need to feel that fresh blessing that comes from repentance of sins, that is a beautiful
song.
It will touch your heart. It was really touching to me. So take the time to listen and watch Whiter Than the Snow when you can. You will find it to be a blessing. In my study with Stephen today, I found it rather interesting that Isaiah, who inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, would write about a scripture from just a couple scriptures earlier than our text, where it talked about those who were praying would not be heard. God would look away because their hands were full of blood. He's quoted more often than any other prophet in the New Testament. A man of royal blood Isaiah was, since he was the grandson of King Joash. Yet being a child of an earthly king did not hold the same importance to him as being a child of the heavenly king. And tradition has been accepted over the years as authentic by many church fathers states this: Isaiah resisted Manasseh's idolatrous decrees and was fastened between two planks and sawn asunder, thus suffering a most horrible death. I read this in the Halley's Bible Handbook, and it brings a scripture from Hebrews 11 about those who had suffered, and it mentions being sawn in two.
It does. I never heard that, and while we keep learning it, now approaching my mid-50s, Brooksine, we keep learning, and what a joy to keep digging into God's Word and learning. Well, thank you, podcast listener, today. We're a little longer than usual. It is an outstandingly beautiful day as we approach noon here in rural Lancaster County. It's still staying cold, and the snow is staying, for which we're thankful. Have a blessed day, and continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart.